So I started med school. My husband was a police officer for Provo at that time, and he had just been promoted to be a detective. And detectives only worked day shift. And he thought if he could work swing shift, we lived in West Jordan. We moved to West Jordan so that I could go to the U and he could work in Provo. We lived kind of right by the Jordan River Temple there. And he thought, you know, if I could work swing shift, it would be great because you could go to school in the day while I watch the kids, and then you could come home and then I could go to work. So he petitioned the chief, wrote up this proposal about why the department needed a swing shift detective, and they went for it. And so these are just all the little blessings that we had along the way. You know, so he worked a swing shift. So that's exactly what we did. And the way it worked is it was totally my husband, because he would be home with the kids during the day. He would clean the house. He would do the laundry. He would cook dinner, everything. So then I would come home from school. We had three little kids at the time, you know. I would play with the kids, be with them. We would eat the dinner my husband had already made, right? Because he was at work now. I wouldn't have to do anything, like no cleaning, cook, nothing. Everything was already done. And then they were little, right? So they would go to bed at like 7:30 or 8. I would put them in bed and then I would study. And then he would get home, you know, about like midnight or something like that, you know, and then we'd go to bed and then we'd do it all again, you know. And so that's how we did it for the first 2 years of med school, because the first 2 years are classwork, are scheduled, right? And so then during my third year, I started to have to do rotations at night. So I was going to be gone at night, and we had our fourth baby. And we could see that this was not going to work anymore, right? That there was just no way this was going to work, because he was working swing shift, and if he worked days, it wouldn't be any better and stuff. So he actually decided to quit his job. And remember, his goal was not to be a police officer his whole life, right? But that was what he was doing. So he quit his job when our fourth baby was born, and stayed home with our kids for the last 2 years of med school and then all of residency. So we had our fourth baby, and then he was home with the kids, and then we applied to residencies all over the country, because we were both from Utah and we thought this was going to be our time to move away. Mm-hmm. And when I was in med school, like, I thought I was going to do obstetrics. That was what I thought I would do. But then going through med school, I just loved every rotation. Like, I loved pediatrics and I loved internal medicine. I loved everything. So I decided to do family medicine because I could do everything and I could still deliver babies. And so anyway, so we applied to residencies everywhere all over the country, and we interviewed all over, you know, everywhere. And at the last minute, my husband kind of had this epiphany, which, I mean, we would say is, you know, kind of a prompting, that if he wanted to have a business in Utah, like, we wanted to come back, we're both from here, that we needed to do our residency in Utah so that we could have things set up and ties here and be kind of in the community already. So literally a few days before match day, so match day is, you know, where you rank the residencies you want to go to, we switched it and we put Utah Valley Provo residency first and matched here in at Utah Valley. And so, yeah, and so we end up coming to Provo. We got a home down here. We moved from West Jordan. Actually, we lived in Linden. And so my husband was still staying home with the kids because we had four little kids. And now I was finally getting paid, not a ton, but enough to live on. And so I started my residency at Utah Valley. And I would work 80 to 100 hours a week, depending on if I was on call on the weekend or not. They don't let you do that anymore, but that was the way it was. And Utah Valley is a very family-friendly residency, very family-friendly. So, like, when I was on call, my husband, if I wasn't busy, would bring the kids down. We would eat lunch. We would eat dinner in the hospital cafeteria, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that's just how we made it work, you know.